taking the world, by force.
98.6.
No. Motherfucker, hello. And a thank you to you for joining Carlito tonight. Yeah. Milkman is here. Hey, Milkman, how are you, man?
Hermanito, Kefway, my brother. It's so good to hear your melodious tones back in circulation. Yeah. A brief hiatus, and you're sounding well, my friend. How's things been going over there in the head shop?
In the head shop, the head machine, everything's great. Thank you for asking. Everything's just great.
So I'm talking about, my man. So it looks like there's going to be some fun to be had, and I'm sure everybody out there has been waiting as anxiously as I have been.
Anxiously, yep, we've been waiting on our ankles. Thanks.
That's
yes.
Right, anklishly.
All right. Okay, we'll be taking your requests tonight. I understand there are quite a few of them already that have been sent in, and that's good. That helps out. Be sure to send those over at madhouselive.com. There's a website there, of course. And you can send your request to prank requests. That's redundant. But yes, you can send your request to prank submissions. There you go. Or you can submit your request to prank ideas. I think that's the way I should say it, right, Milkman? I'm going to type that up. Submit.
There you go. Suggestions. Because they're merely suggestions, some kind of a premise maybe to get you to work to start with. But that doesn't mean it's guaranteed. It's a suggestion.
What's your favorite nut, Milkman? I'm eating walnuts and almonds mixed together.
Walnuts and almonds mixed together. Those are actually, that's pretty good, man. That's very good for you. It's got lots of omega-3s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Actually, I'm really a big fan of the almond. And I'm also a fan of one that's not actually a nut. The cashew, but the raw cashew.
The raw cashew. I got raw almonds. Raw almonds.
They're not brown. They're white, and they're soft and sweet. And the brown ones are roasted, and they're usually salted. And they're more like crackly. You know, they're crunchier.
So a cashew is, what is it, a legume?
Cashew is the fruit of a flower. It's like where the flower down inside the little pistil, I guess what that thing is, the pistil.
Yeah.
It grows inside of there, and then as the flower and the leaves drop off, and that fruit is what's left over, and they peel that skin off, and that's what you have.
Mm. Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know.
A flower. It's technically not considered a nut.
So a peanut is a legume. It's like a bean, basically, right?
It is, because it grows in the ground as well. But it is different. It's in a different family, yes.
Now, what's the vegetable that's actually a fruit? Is it tomato or is it something else? Isn't
tomato?
Tomato
is considered a fruit.
Yeah, that's kind of weird when you think about it, right? But tomato is considered a fruit, yeah. Because of the seeds, I think, right? The way the seeds are?
No, it's the family that they come from.
Oh, okay. It is acidic. So I guess it's, yeah.
Well, it's definitely got acidic. Yeah. And, you know, and also some versions of tomatoes are more acidic than others.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people don't know that, but like usually like your beef hearts and stuff like that are actually lower in acidity.
Yeah, I beef hearts.
Roma tomatoes, believe it or not, aren't too bad either, man. They have a lot less juice. They're kind of meatier, but they don't have as much acid. They don't burn your stomach as bad.
Milkman, beef hearts. Beef hearts, I actually, they sell it bottled up, you know, the beef hearts. And you can buy it and smell it. You can, like, inhale the beef hearts.
Shit, man, that would, like, be so cool, man. You take that along, you know, and, like, when somebody's really bumming you out, you know, like, you, like, set the little bottle and just set it on, like, a little slow gap, you know, so it just kind of, like, eases that out. You know, don't squeak. It just kind of, like, eases out and makes its presence known. You know, you can just sit there and snicker in the background when you pull out your gas mask.
It smells like honey and shit. I don't know.
Cow ass. Huh?
Honey roasted shit turds. Honey roasted hooker turds.
Yeah. Ever wonder what the ass of a cow smells like? Well,
there you go. I didn't
this
wonder.
This is from a four-leg cow, not a two-leg.
Okay. Good point. Not a two-leg, a four-leg, not a heifer woman. All right, I have request of pranks here, and we need to get to those. Lonesome Loser is not with us yet.
All right, Tay.
He's no longer with us, Lonesome. He's dead. No, he's...
No, now, don't... Man, be careful with what you wish for, folks out there, because everybody knows we love our Lonesome Loser, man. He is the numbers he hits, man. And as always, please, all fists held high, because he's our brother, man.
And Lonesome...
And we await his return anxiously.
Lonesome...
Anxiously.
Lonesome, when he dies, is going to go to hell. Because he likes prank calls, and he does them. You know what I mean? He helps out. And
so where does that put me, then? I guess I'm, like, in a deep spot next to you.
No, we're all going to hell. All of the hosts, everyone that does prank calls on Skype with us, and the other shows on Madhouse, we're all going to hell. Just admit it's a sin.
To hell raisers, they're raising hell here on the planet. So, like, you know, you get just kind of a glimpse of what's to expected.
Yeah, I'm just letting you guys know. You know, we're all going to hell. We can't
that daggone Madhouse, man, corrupting and ruining society. That place is a horrible place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here is we got a layaway program. Of course, the holidays. Milkman, next week is our big Thanksgiving special show. And
holy shit, is it that time again?
Yeah.
Horse fuck.
Horse.
Horse cock.
Horse. It's a horse thanks horse.
Oh, man, there's nothing like horsing around on Thanksgiving, is there?
Horse around with us next Thursday, yeah. Anyway.
My goodness.
Excuse me, God. I got to play music when I eat my nuts because I'm like...
Well, at least you can do it. Dogs can do it. At least you can do it, man. You know, I'm not that skilled.
Okay. Yeah, I got flexibility.
You got flexible, dude. And I'm very impressed.
All right, Milkman, focus. Listen. We got a layaway program here, and Brad Carter has helped us out, hooking us up with some numbers or customers who put stuff on layaway today. Now, the great thing about this, Milkman, is that it's the holidays, you know, coming up, so people are putting a lot of stuff on layaway, and apparently this store started their Black Friday sales early this year, man.
Oh, I see. This is an undisclosed store, but we're going to go ahead and participate in the layaway program, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
Nice!
It's funny.
That's the way you do it, brother.
Yeah. So, anyway, about next week, I wanted to talk about something. Next week, I wanted to see about us doing another 24-hour prank call marathon.
You're kidding me.
We did this last year for Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. So some of us have been talking, and I would start off, you know, 10 o'clock, I would start my show, and every year we've done Thanksgiving, we've always gone to like 3, 4 in the morning, right? Because we've basically just sat around and drank.
It's just, yeah. Right. So, you know what, you know, there's going to be a big kickoff. I probably should think about, you know, taking the day off.
Okay. Well.
That's next Thursday, 1 week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then what we need is other hosts to pick up the other shifts after that. Now, I talked to Dirty Aaron about it. I texted him during the week, and he said he could probably fit in a 3 or 4 hour shift.
Nice. Yeah. That's and a brother.
Brad
That's
said,
a brother right there.
Brad said he might be, he's probably, able to do Friday morning, so we can get rid of that.
Woo-hoo. See how that works. That's our brother right there. All right. Step on up. Step on up, man. Ladies, so, friends.
Yeah. So among the
monkeys, doesn't matter. Monkeys, too. You know, trained monkeys, you know, untrained monkeys. They're all welcome here, man. This is a madhouse.
So among other hosts, if we can fill up, we got to plan out the time. Maybe we got to get a Google calendar. That sounds like it's overkill for one day.
Well, I think this is going to be a good project, man.
If we could all maybe pick 3 or 4 hour shifts that we can do, I'll start off with the first one. We can do 24 hours straight. Now then, if Jaya...
So we're going to come back on the following to close it up?
I could. I don't know. I might not be able to do it at that point.
Yeah, I know, because you got work, right? Got your work, schedule's kind of more fixed. Yeah, right. I can flex a little.
But here's the other thing. I was thinking, even if Jayad does his normal show on Friday night, it would be 24 hours plus. It'd be like 28 hours, 27, 28
hours. Well, that'll be nonstop, dude. This would be like the Madhouse Express.
Yeah. I think that'd be really cool. So we only got a week to plan this out. Now, again, I am pencil me in for 10 to 4. I'll go until 4 in the morning.
You got it.
I will go until 4 in the morning Eastern on next week. So
I'll make sure to tell the planning committee to pencil in the Hermano for 10. Now, the planning committee needs to get up to speed rather quickly because we need to prepare. So please notify Carlito as soon as you get all your potential members in there, and well before Thursday next week, well before Thursday, and then that way we'll be able to have a great presentation for our lovely audience and listeners and friends and fans and enemies.
Delicious. Okay. Anyway, so back to the prank call. We're going to call Big Misty.
I like it already.
He put some crap on layaway, and I'm the manager who's got, what did I do last year? I got a lot of shit I got to do. I don't know if you were around for that one.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I know that it was probably a good one. I don't have any.
That's when Jen got told he was going to get shot, and Aaron got yelled at.
Is he around still, or is he still on hiatus, man? Is he still practicing for the Olympics?
He's still practicing. He was in the hospital recently, but he's doing good. I talk to him at least once a week.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I can get him to come on next week.
So he pulled a shoulder groin muscle or a forearm groin muscle?
It's brain banana, bro. Huh? Hey, I'm looking for Misty. I'm calling from the layaway department at the store.
Thanks, the water.
At the what?
I'm calling from the layaway. She put something on layaway here. Misty Brooks, is she there? Can you ask her if it was her?
At what store?
Okay.
You know, ask her.
Why?
Well, because we have a problem with the items, and we need to get it straightened out, or she's going to lose her deposit. Unless you want me to tell you what you're getting for Christmas. Put her on.
What's your name, buddy? I'll be up there here in about 5 minutes. What's your name?
This is Eddie.
Eddie, I'll be there in 5 minutes.
Bullshit.
And you can talk to her husband, me, right now. I'll be there in a minute. You're not going to talk to me that way, partner.
Sounds
like his sister.
Yeah. Well, the name of the fucking place got out. Great.
Didn't tell anybody, dude. It was very well disclosed there, covered up, man.
Yeah, we did perfect.
And that's right. And it's the one in Katy, if you really want to know.
Yeah. He's like, go down there right there. Right there. Gonna put a bullet in
there. I got a dick in my mouth, but I'm gonna switch it over to the car. Okay, now, I got room for you. I'll be right up there, buddy.
Wait till I leave the truck stop bathroom here. I'm gonna come down there and get there. That's what he said.
He had a whole mouthful of nuts he had to move over, right? And these ain't macadamias either, buddy.
Yeah.
Or chestnuts. Chestnuts can be actually.
Oh.
Hey, you got a mouthful of chin nuts over there? You asshole.
I'll be there in a minute, partner.
You know how you get nuts on your chin? he's on his way, partner.
Homosexual partner to stay back there in his homosexual home.
He thinks I'm his...
He's just putting on, right? The wife is a cover, man. I mean, you know, man. You know how it works.
Partner. I hate that fucking word, partner. What the hell?
He's a real pussy because he should have said partner.
If anyone calls me partner, I'm like, instantly, I don't trust this person because they're backwards. I'm just saying. All right, here's Big Billy, who put in, let's see, a four-pack of some shit. Oh, Fruit of the Loom boxer briefs. Okay. And something called an eye flash. All right. I'm going to be down there, partner.
Yeah, call it back up 20 minutes and say you've been waiting all this time.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey, is that Big Billy?
Huh?
Is that Big Billy?
Do what?
Is this Billy?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, big girl.
Is this Hardy?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, sexy. I saw you at the store.
You what?
I saw you at the store. You were buying the underwears, you know? You put them on layaway, some underwears.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who are the underwear for?
Do what?
Who's the underwear for that you put on layaway?
For my grandkids.
You gonna put underwear on them?
Yeah.
For Christmas, you're getting them underwears?
Yeah. Oh, always do.
Nice. That's nice. You get them any socks?
Yeah, I'm going to.
You get them any condoms? Do you want to get them condoms?
No.
Or do you want to get them little magazines with pictures of women in bikinis?
Do what now?
Do you want to get them little magazines with pictures of girls in bikinis with them?
No.
Okay. Do you want to get them like, why? What's so funny? What's so funny? Do you want to show them like pornographic, get them a pornographic movie as a joke?
Do what?
You can get your grandkids a pornographic movie, but just as a joke, you know?
Is this one of my grandkids?
No.
It's an animated cartoon.
Yeah, it's animated cartoon, so it doesn't look real. It looks real, but it's not real, you know? I'm calling from Kmart. My name is Eddie.
Your name is Eddie?
Yeah, you put something on layaway today. You put down the...
No, I didn't put something on layaway today.
Not today, I'm sorry, but you put the four-pack of Fruit of the Loom boxer briefs?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Then what did you put on layaway then?
Nothing.
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you Billy or is that guy Billy back there?
Yes, I'm Billy.
Why do you have a boy's name?
I don't know. That's the name I had.
You're really boring me, you know?
My real name is Billy.
Big Billy?
B-I-L-L-I-E.
Does anyone call you Biggie?
Do what?
Does anyone ever call you Biggie? Biggie. Anyone call you Biggie?
No.
Oh. Not even like teasing you?
No.
Because your name I'm looking at, it's pretty close to Biggie, you know, Billy?
You got another telephone
line. Hello?
Hey, boy. Hey, I got Billy.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What?
Who are you talking? Who is this?
Who do you want?
It's just Billy.
Who are you talking? What? Who are you calling?
Who is this? Billy. Who's
I think
this?
You got the wrong number.
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No, this is the right number.
Well, who is that person?
That's Misty.
That's who?
Misty.
You know Misty?
No, I don't know a Misty. Who is this?
Gucci. You know Jim?
What?
Do you know Jim?
No, I don't know Jim.
Oh. And who? What is your name?
It's Misty.
What is your name?
Her name is Misty.
Misty, huh?
Well, what's she doing on the line with us?
What is our boyfriend's name?
Hmm?
What is your name?
Oh, I'm Eddie.
You're Eddie?
Yeah, I'm with the store. I'm with the layaway.
With what?
The layaway at the store.
What store?
The,
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where I work.
Yeah, but why are you calling?
Just say hi.
Okay.
How are you guys doing?
What else?
Do you put stuff on layaway? You put the underwears on, right?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
For my grandkids.
I mean, that's what you get. You don't get them any toys. You get them underwear. You know that's a bad gift.
No, their parents can buy them toys. Of course, toys are too expensive. I buy them clothes.
Buy them underwear, yeah, because they can use it and wear it. they shit and piss in the underwear, you know?
You what?
What is your last name?
Cross.
Claw?
Yeah.
How you spell that?
C-R-O-A.
Well, I'm going in Kmart tomorrow. I'm going to find out.
Well, they shit and piss in the underwear, your grandkids, right? They shit and piss in them. They ruin them.
Waste of money?
I think you said about enough.
Huh? No. Shit and piss in it, you know, their penises touch it and their ass and their assholes.
Tell them about the special sale on Fruit of the Looms.
Well, I think you're about half nuts.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm eating nuts, as a matter of fact, right now.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Went on my way up to see you.
Well, why are you calling me?
I was going through the computer and I was looking at people that got stuff, you know, on their way, and I took a pack of walnuts off of the shelf without paying for it, and I'm here eating and calling customers, see how you doing, just to say hi.
Oh, okay, hi.
Well, I think I'm going to call Kmart right now.
Does your husband have big sexual organs?
You can go to hell.
Do you have big sexual organs, sir? Hello, sir? Hello?
Find out if she's got prolapse and, you know, and she needed the pelvic mesh.
All right, they disconnected. Let's hang up so they can call the store.
It. What the heck? People don't even know what the hell they put on.
They were still connected. I was thinking they were going to pick up and try dialing. Milkman. I lost him. Shit, I'm losing Milkman. Milkman, don't go.
Oh.
There you are. Okay, sorry.
What happened to you?
I did it. That was me. On an accident. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, the old man does not have...
Hello?
Does he have big sexual organs?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear no more out of you.
Okay,
You're going to be potty mouth. I don't want to talk to you.
I'm not potty mouth. I got nice clothes. You're going to be potty mouth, look, man.
Tell her you use Dove soap, man. You don't have a potty mouth. You're clean.
You want me potty mouth. Okay. We have more where that came from.
I don't want to hear any more out of you.
Satan in the chat room, Satan, don't type in all caps, okay? No. No caps.
The new patrol will get you, carefully.
Don't do that, no. Be good. Alright.
And if you're new, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Here comes Big Wendy.
Hello?
Hey, is that Big Wendy?
Yes.
How you doing? I'm calling from the layaway. You put an item here on layaway?
I did.
Okay, and there seems to be a problem. Now, we were horsing around back here in the layaway department.
Yeah.
And we were we took some food off the shelf, and we were eating it, you know, without paying for it. And someone brought a few beers and marijuana cigarettes, and we knocked over a whole bunch of stuff, including your item. Now we don't know which one it is exactly. So I'm calling you to confirm. Can you tell me what it is you got and, you know?
No, but I can call the store.
Why you can't tell me?
Because I'm not going to tell you.
Listen, we're back here horsing around. We're going to get fired and in trouble. You know, we're drinking and smoking marijuana cigarettes, you know. So can you please just not do that? Please. No, she was still there. She was walking around. Marijuana cigarettes. See, now it's busy.
Oh, no. Marijuana cigarettes. Holy shit. Hell, this world's coming to.
It's busy, busy, busy now. Oh, man.
Well, tell her then if she knows she's not going to comply, then we're not going to be able to figure out what her stuff is, and we're just going to go ahead and cancel her layaway, you know, and she's not going to be able to get the money back because she did not comply.
Yeah, what was it that we were doing last year? We were saying we were horsing around and the stuff got lost and we didn't know. Yeah, that's what it was. That's how we started.
Some kind of playing football or something.
All right.
Layaway football.
I can do here's a old Friday Nights by the Fire prank premise where we tell them there's a stupid bitch fee. We can do that. That's fun. Edith.
Yeah. That's I guess, yeah, if you run out of material, man, you can go that avenue, bro.
Stupid bitch. Waiting for it to ring. Come on.
What about the guy that's coming up to see you now? Come and tell him that you had a heart on. You've been waiting and you never showed
Hello?
Up, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Edith. Edith. Hello, Edith.
Yeah.
Edith. Milkman, you got to put new batteries in your security alarm.
What happened?
It keeps beeping, your security thing. Your smoke detector needs new batteries. You don't hear it going meep.
What smoke detector?
In your house.
I don't have a smoke detector.
And what's beeping?
Your head? I don't know why. What do you mean beeping?
I don't know. You got one of those...
The only thing I got on is TV in the background, but you should be able to hear that.
Hey, boy, how are you? Are you still coming down? Because I've been waiting.
Yeah, my dad's coming down.
Yeah, because we're closing in about 18 minutes.
Oh, cool, because he's going to come down and he's going to kick your ass.
Oh, you're a little asshole, aren't you?
Yeah, what the fuck are you going to do?
Man, you're a little piece of shit.
Homo.
You shit your pants. I bet you shit in the toilet. I bet you do.
With skid marks.
Yeah. I bet you take a
what
big...
What the fuck, you creeper?
You take a big nasty shit in the toilet, kid. At school. I bet you go to you shit.
You're a real racist, mother heller.
You shit in the toilet at school and everyone smells it.
Dude, you're one weird mother heller.
Hmm. Mother heller. Can I talk to your dad?
What the hell?
What's going on back there? Hello. Okay, there's some kid that picked up.
We seem to have lost him there. Maybe we'll have to try that again.
I'm a weird mother heller.
Mother heller? That a gay shit. Sound like a young aspiring homo. You know, you have that. There are a few of them out there.
Yeah.
Aspiration, right. Great grandeur.
Danielle put a PS4 on layaway. Let's give them mothers a call. Mother heller a call. Mother heller.
Ooh, this is some good shit. Barry White. Yeah, fucking killer, dude. It's got a lot.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
5-5-5-7.
Like on recording got stuck there.
This is an asshole.
Man, I wish you could just check this Granddaddy Purple I got right here.
Your call has been forwarded.
Granddaddy Purple, yeah.
GDP, baby.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Hey, I asked you one of my favorites, bro. It's hard to go wrong, man.
Mm. Here's Becky, who looks like she put a book, Catching Fire, on layaway, so I guess that has to be the book. I don't know. Insurgents.
Firestarter.
DKS, Fabric Belt, Men's Jeans.
Tell her to get contact lenses instead of glasses, then she won't be a Firestarter anymore.
And a skeleton tee. Is that a type of t-shirt, a skeleton tee, or does it just have a skeleton on it, I wonder? Hmm.
Style. Maybe it's a design.
Hello?
Man, is that Becky?
This is Becky.
Hey, Becky, I'm calling from the store with layaway. I'm calling from the layaway from,
Okay.
All right, you put some stuff on layaway here. We were horsing around. We were doing a little, we get in the back when the managers are gone at night. Sometimes we play Nerf football and, so we knocked over a bunch of the layaway stuff. Now we have the printouts, so I got down what you got, but I don't understand half of these things. Can you tell me what it is and I'll put it back in your bin? What's skeleton tee?
It's a t-shirt.
Has it got a picture of a skeleton on it? Or is it, it's a type of t-shirt?
It was a type of t-shirt, but.
Hmm.
One of them had a wolf on it.
Okay, wolf t-shirt.
Shane's t-shirts. What did they have on them that we put on them?
Wolf t-shirt. Oh, here's...
One was purple.
Purple, I got that.
One was like blue.
Okay, I think these are them then. They're all together. I think these are them. Wolf t-shirt, yeah. Okay, and then men's jeans. Are these size 56 ones?
Ooh. No, they were 34.
Oh, the size 56 for you, or no?
No.
Okay.
I don't have anything 56.
Okay, good. Okay, I got your belt. Now, Catching Fire, is that a book, or what is this?
Yes.
And that's the Hunger Machine?
Games.
Hunger Machines. Yes. Hunger Machines, it says Hunger Machines on Fire. Okay, got that. here. All right. So we're going to have to charge you a fee because I'm having to put these back in the bin. It's $10. That's all it is. But I have to put that on.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. You fucked up, not me.
No, hey, wait.
You're not charging me $10 to put them back in the bin.
Listen, if I could get in trouble for this because
That's not my problem.
Come on.
I am not paying for it.
If I just put the fee on, we won't get in trouble. Some of us could get in big trouble because they drug test after an accident and everything here, you know?
I don't care. You are not charging me $10 to put them back in a bin when it wasn't my screw up. It was yours.
All right. And then I'm going to charge you a stupid bitch fee for $15. What do you want?
You can charge me all you want for a stupid bitch fee. That's fine. But you will lose your job.
I'm not getting
in
trouble.
Because when I go in there to pay on it, I will. You let them hear this phone call.
You know what? I just canceled the layaway order in the computer. I'm going to cancel it right now. And you're not going to get your deposit. You can't get your deposit back after it's been canceled. I'm putting down that you didn't come pay for it in time. Hang on. Yep.
That's all right. I still have my slip.
Doesn't matter. Okay. I just printed it out. It says right here, canceled layaway, canceled, return to stock. It says return to shelf. Well, she hung up.
She's awful broke up over $10, bro.
Holy shit. Okay.
You don't think she needed that layaway, did she?
We got one of those companies that calls people telling them they're with Microsoft support. I saw them on the news. Someone, one of those on your side reports came on the local news today. It's like a question from a viewer. And it was like, yeah, I got a call from Microsoft support and they took control of my computer for 2 hours. Should I be concerned? It's like, seriously, if your computer is broken, you're the one that's going to call, right? You're not just sitting waiting for a call to come in. Oh, my computer's broken. Let me sit here and wait. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so this is one of those companies that does that. Basically, they spam call people and they get someone who's gullible with a computer and they say, yeah, this is Microsoft. We got an alert that your computer has a virus. We need to help you fix it. And they,
you're kidding me?
Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah.
That is fucking hilarious, man.
They send them to like a website. They tell them, go to this website and it installs a remote software, remote desktop.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Awesome. So you can help them with their computer.
Yeah, and they say a bunch
That's
of bullshit.
That's very helpful, man.
Yeah, and they take over, and they put marijuana cigarettes inside the computer, and then you call.
Right, they got penises on there, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you get arrested, because you can't have penises or marijuana cigarettes inside your computer, Milkman. They go to Google and search marijuana cigarette like that, and now you're in big trouble, because you search for it. Okay, moving right along, let's call that number. Here's a Microsoft support. They're really in India. Well, Microsoft support is in India there, Mr. Buddha. Buddha sent
Microsoft's an Indian company. What do you mean?
What are you talking about? Every time I call them, they're Indian.
They're an Indian company.
Yeah. And we're waiting. I get those calls on Skype sometimes. They just come up on Skype saying, you need urgent repair. Call this number for help. And this number is not ringing. The number says, I don't think this is going to work. It's just spinning and spinning. Buddha, this don't work, man. You got to test your numbers before you send them, dude. Okay. Big Nova sent in a number to that they will be in and listening via TuneIn. If you prank this location, I will be recording my S3. Okay. So what can we do with that, Milkman? We can call for a goofy name.
Mm.
Yeah, let's call for a goofy name.
This is Charles. How may I help you?
Charles, I've been waiting. Your computer called me, and
Thank
I've been
you
waiting.
For calling.
Sorry?
I've been waiting on the computer. You call me saying there's a problem with my computers? Hello?
Hello?
You call me. You said there's a problem with the computer.
We called you up?
Yeah.
When?
You said the computer's not working. You call me today.
Sir, I need to check the records.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I can give you the answer for this.
Okay, Banchud.
Sorry?
Are you Banchud?
No, sir.
Are you?
I need to check the records, whether you have received a call from us or not.
Okay.
Can I arrange a call back for you on the same number?
Mm, Are you going to call back?
Right, sir. I'm arranging a call back. You will receive a call back from us, okay?
Why? Well, you can't help. Okay, whatever. It took a long time.
You're rather evasive there, I think.
It took like a long time to connect, dude. And then he's, yeah, now he's got my madhouse number. Oh, shit. Well, we'll see if he calls back, guys. Damn.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Hello?
Hey, big girl, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Can you pay someone for me? They don't have a cell phone. They're stupid, and they don't have a cell phone, and there's a problem here with the stupid baby.
Huh?
I have a problem with the stupid baby.
You have a problem with the baby?
Yeah, and the dad is there, and he doesn't have a cell phone, so can you please page him? I need to talk to him.
Page who?
His name is Nova.
Who?
Nova Machine.
Yeah, hold it out.
Bitch. Bitch. Hold that thought. Yeah, because this stupid name called Nova, asshole.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Center, how may I direct your call?
Yes, I need to speak to David, please.
David?
Yes.
Who's David?
David Koresh.
Okay, I think he died in that burning, you know, they did.
Oh, okay. All right, let me write.
Okay.
I got it. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Who are those dudes that cut their nuts off, man, when that comet flew over? What was it? What was this guy's name? Remember his bald head and he came on TV and cut their nuts off and killed himself?
That was Doe. That was Doe, and he was with something else. David Koresh was the Branch Davidians at the...
Right, right. But about that time, them other oddballs, the I forget their name, the bald head dude.
Yeah.
He was like saying, like, you know, they're going to cut their nuts off, the world's over because of the comet.
Yeah, they're the ones, they killed themselves and they all had the Nike shoes on and all that.
Yeah, and they said they were like going to this, that's their way of joint going to space or something like
that. Yeah, because the Shoemaker-Levy comet was flying by. That was in 97. Yeah. That was like 5 years later. Heaven's Gate, I think that's what it was.
Yeah. What was that guy's name, the weirdo, man?
Doe.
He was like a robot, man.
He changed his name to Doe. I know
the Doe?
Doe. Just Doe. Just Doe. D-O.
Doe?
Yeah. That was his name.
Doe.
A few of them got castrated, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they cut their nuts off, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, man, that's hardcore.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, you got to keep those away, though, man, because you don't want people to put them in their mouth. They got to, like, you know, they got to dispose of them.
Yeah, I'm surprised that she knew. I mean, I know I was calling Waco, but she actually knew what I was talking about.
I know, I'm surprised.
I thought she'd be ignorant, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, she knew. She must have lived there all her life. I'm sure that was big news when it happened in Waco back in, that was like 92, I think, the Koresh thing.
Yeah, I know it was early 90s or somewhere in the 90s, and the ball head dude was somewhere in the 90s. Somewhere near each other, but maybe not exactly.
The Heaven's Gate was like 96, 97, I think, yeah.
Was it Shoemaker Levy? No, it wasn't Shoemaker Levy. It was not. That's the one that hit the planet a few years ago, hit Jupiter. It was the other one. Hail Bop.
Hail Bop, that's it.
That's because I remember now. I remember because that guy's name was Bopper or something like Doe. That's what it was. I was thinking Bop was his name. That's right. That's right.
The big Bopper. And I update bank software for the 2000s. All right, moving right along. The big Bopper. I like the big Bopper. All right. Looking for more numbers to call. That was the Walmart in Waco. Nova is there or was there and probably has no idea we called. Someone was signing in St. Pete. Call them, please. Demand they change the racial sign or else you... What are you talking about, Cactus? Oh, he saw a bitch nigga sign in St. Pete today. Call there and demand they change the racial sign. I don't know what you mean. Why would they have a sign that says, is it graffiti on the wall? I'm confused. Okay, fine.
Seven Eleven? Yes.
Is that Indian guy there? I need to talk to him, please.
No, he's not here tonight.
Can you write down a message for him, please?
Sure.
All right.
Which one? Do you know his name?
But they all look the same to me. I don't know.
No, they're not.
They look the same, you know?
Excuse me?
They look the same, so I don't know.
Okay, then you need to stop by and give your message.
What? I need to stop by.
I'm trying to quit mumbling, man. He must have found those guys nuts.
Was he Mexican? He sounded like... You know, 5 minutes away?
Just a few miles from here.
Hello, is that Carlos?
Who?
Carlos?
Oh, Carlos, no. He's not working no more here. So.
Oh, no? Is Rodriguez there?
No.
Lopez?
Nope.
Gonzalez? Martinez?
Nope.
Who's this?
Who are you looking for?
Mr. Patel? Mr. Patel. A very common Indian name. The only one that I know off the top of my head. That's the only one I know off the top of my head. The other ones I can't pronounce. So the other ones have like three consonants in a row. All right. Mr. Patel. Okay. Well, that was a 7-Eleven there where we have made racist assumptions and stuff like that.
It is not. Is that one, like, on one of the avenues?
Let me see. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. I don't have an address, buddy.
510.
Look it up. Look, you reverse search. Hey, but why don't you go there, Milkman? Go there. And I'll call and say there's a dangerous man. He was prank calling you before. He's there now.
There's not one too far from here, man. Maybe you ought to call there and then I'll show up. Tell him the guy coming in here, man. You know, trying to sell milk. That's the guy.
All right. Well, in the meantime, here's a stoner named Jeremy who supposedly sounds like Tommy Chong and lives in a house with anywhere between 8 to 12 guys at the same time, and they all share a single toilet. Apparently, he has a very funny voicemail also, so if he doesn't pick up, at least we'll have that. I don't know, man. They share a bed. They share a bed.
Maybe one wears it one day, and then gives it to the other guy. That's 12, 11. Number 10.
You share the bath water, too. Save money on that. You want to be the first one in the bath, man. What's the big deal?
Hello?
Hey, you know, if you use a pool, you're sharing bath water with everyone who goes to use the pool, you know?
You got the wrong number.
Is that Jeremy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude, I'm just saying, you know, if you ever think about it, man, if you use a public pool, you're taking a bath in the same bathtub, bath water and everything.
Who is this?
This is Eddie. Eddie Gerbiel. What? He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, anyway. I made a good point, though, Milkman. Let's see if we can get his voicemail. I want to hear his interesting voicemail. He's sitting like Bigfoot.
Hi, this is Jeremy Malinsky. I'm not in right now. Please give me a call. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there's his number if y'all want to call him. I didn't find that funny other than he gave out the number you just called. He just gave out the number you just called. I don't know if that's why it's funny. That was funny. Funny voicemail. He was funnier than the voicemail. That's for Gerthantoclops.
Alright, there you go. You got your call, man. Gerthanta. Send us the picture.
Thanks, big Gerthantoclops. Alright, well.
Send us the picture.
We got a new voicemail that came in. Let's check that out, see what that sounds like.
Ah, maybe it's the homosexual that hit it up to Walmart, man. He might be back.
Hey, buddy. Where's you at, man?
Yeah, this... I'm reading from the Google Voice Translate. It says, I'm a reporter to your local police department. I'm a reporter to our local police. Okay, I think this guy is angry. So let's
He wants to report it to the police?
The local police department. Hang on.
He wants to report by his negligence that there's a restocking fee. You got to be kidding me.
I don't know who this is exactly that called back on this one, Milkman, but let's listen to it. All right, let's listen to it. Hang on, I got to turn the volume up on that.
All right.
See if we can hear it.
I hope so.
Cottage Grove. I'm going to report you to your local police department. I'm going to report you to our local police department. And I'm also going to do the FBI because we know you're a scam. So we will find you, and you will be prosecuted for this. Have a nice night.
Oh, my God.
It's a redneck homo, man. There you go. There you go, folks. We'll be shut down again very soon.
Once again, we'll be shut down.
All right, buddy. Get for it.
You're trying to scam him. All right, so...
I'm going to call MIB, man. This is a scam.
I love those fucking voicemails when we get them like that. It's so awesome.
The price. You know what would be funny? Like, take the calls, like, you know, the original calls, and then later on, edit on their call back to the end of it.
Some episodes, if you look, no one really knows, but at the very... Not that nobody, but most probably don't catch. There are some episodes where at the very end, you'll hear a voicemail that came from a prank in the show.
Oh, really?
I will do that sometimes.
Man, I haven't been listening to the stream for a while, man. But I've been having so many issues on my end.
Yeah.
So it's not because I don't want to listen. It's just I've been having so many bandwidth issues. What little I have, you know, I can't even use to listen.
Yeah.
This is a big deal for me to be able to connect to you.
It's few and far in between when that happens, but it does happen. Yeah. I haven't done them in a lot, and only in the last year I've done it sometimes.
Yeah. Or like, you know, like whenever they do, like if you do the edit the single call, I'm just thinking that would be hilarious, you know, at some point in time to like put them back together, you know, so you hear the aftermath.
This is funny. This is from the last show I did. I was trying to make reservations at a steakhouse, but I wanted them to hide the knives and not serve hot coffee because I was... I was coming with my wife and I was going to be telling her that I was cheating on her. With her mom, I think, or something. So one of them actually, I guess, took the reservation. Here's that voicemail.
Hi, Mr. Cross. This is Buka DeBeppo. We were just wondering if you're still coming in for your 7 o'clock reservation. Okay, if you guys are, please call back.
She called 19 minutes after 7 o'clock to ask if I was really coming in. That was 20 minutes late at that point.
They were waiting for 20 minutes. That's it. Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't wait that long. Jeez.
I mean, come on, man.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find another one here. Carlito Select. No, this is... See, sometimes I get wrong numbers.
Mm.
Hang on. Oh, there was one that was really funny. I don't know if I played the... I guess I had some kind of conversation, and the next day they called and said, yeah, I understand you called, and blah, blah, blah. It was pretty funny. Like, do not call here again. Hang on, the manager called the next day.
Yeah, if you, I know this is a prank call, and I'm going to have to call the police because that was unacceptable, what you did, and I didn't appreciate it. That's not nice of you doing that to my mom. Don't ever call again. Bye.
That was thoughtful of her.
Yeah, never call again. But
she appreciated what you did for her mom, you know. Please call again. There you go. Another friendly service there, an acknowledgement of the services that Madhouse provides to the community.
And I have no idea what I did.
No way.
What I did or said to be.
There's no way you could have you could have upset her mother. I couldn't imagine you on that, your mom.
God, I wanted to play that one, but I can't find it. My phone was... Oh, give me a few more seconds. I'll try. Here's this guy. Remember this guy.
Yeah, this is a guy with a truck. if you're still interested, my address is 15 D Reed. I'll be here all night. My phone got shut off.
Blah, blah, blah. We've already heard that one. Here it is. Milkman, I found it. Listen.
Oh.
The restaurant.
Hi, this message is from Aisha calling from Hummus House Restaurant. I understand that you called the restaurant a couple of times last night, didn't place an order, and talked to two of my servers. I just wanted to let you know in the future we will not be filling any orders for you. We exercise our right to refuse service to you. The conversations that you had were inappropriate with the servers. If you call back again, I will give this phone number to our local police office and report you for harassment. So please do not call our establishment again. Thank you.
She's so nice about it. Thank you.
That's so thoughtful of her, man.
Thank you.
She, I'll let you know how much they enjoyed your order, man.
I guess. All right.
So thoughtful, man.
So we played a few of those, and let's move on here with Request of Pranks. Now that we got more of them, here's Delaware sending in another 7-Eleven that's rated 2 stars on Yelp. Tell the person to stick the biggest
hot dog. Holy shit.
He recommends we tell them.
From the top, man.
Yeah, he recommends we tell them to stick a hot dog up their ass. That's what I was going to say.
Second place.
Hello?
Hey, is that 7-Eleven machine?
Oh,
why did you just say hello? I didn't know.
Huh?
Why did you just say hello? I wasn't sure.
Yeah, 7-Eleven. How can I help you?
Is the Indian guy there? Indian?
Yeah, Indian.
Put him on.
I'm sorry?
Do you have banchud there?
Yeah, we have.
You have banchud? Do you have sister?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Banchud?
Yeah.
Teramari banchud?
Huh?
Banchud.
Who is this?
This is Cross.
Huh?
I called to say Banchud.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. She was Indian when I was killed.
She was Indian. I don't know that he was. I know she was.
She was, yeah, she was. She That's why she handed it off. She was Indian.
Laotian.
Because she spoke to him in Hindi, or whichever language.
Hello?
Hello, can I...
7-Eleven?
Hi, is this Banchud? They're not gonna... I should have said something else, Milkman, something different. Okay. Moving right along.
Just put him, yeah, moving right along. We'll put him on our list of friends to revisit in the future.
A number from Tabachi here called the Venus Garden Love Hotel. It's run by a famous Swedish orgasm coach and her husband. You coach someone in orgasms. How do you not be able to have an orgasm unless you're a stupid woman? And that's and that's your problem, no one else's. Okay. Orgasming and More is the name of the book. Let's give them a call. This place is called, what is it called again? Venus Garden. Okay. Venus Garden is where you go have orgasms. Yeah. God, it's loud. I have another number listed here. Let's try that instead.
All right.
God damn.
All down again, yeah.
Fucking Europeans. This is in Sweden, I think. Oh, no, it's in Wyoming. No, it's Sweden. It says I have not enough Skype credit. That must be a cell phone. So we can't call that second number then. Shit, damn it. Okay, well, here's a Popeyes. Popeyes, Milkman, your favorite chicken place. After this, Lonesome has sent in numbers from Lonesome, including his fetish.
Church's is very highly recommended on my list, too.
Oh, they have great services there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's holy chicken.
Come on, damn it. Maybe Popeyes is close. There's a beep again, Milkman. I heard it. I heard it. You're lying. I heard it again.
I don't have a fire alarm, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe it's your security alarm then. What do you
got? No, it's a stupid ass fucking CO2 alarm. Now I know what you're talking about. I just got used to ignoring it.
Isn't a fire alarm a CO2 alarm, dude?
No. What it does is it has an area, and it like sees whenever particulate matter comes in there at very, very low concentrations, and it considers that stuff smoke.
Okay. Well, you need to put new batteries in that, Milkman, or
call. Yeah, CO2 detector works differently. It has a sensor that lets you know what it detects the level of it, and if it's not an appropriate level, then alarm.
Okay, gotcha. Here is Lexi, who is a prostitute woman on Craigslist. This is from Lonesome Loser.
Also, real quick though, for the children out there, CO2 is heavier than air.
Oh, so you, yeah, you can get high off.
Let's enjoy this Verizon ring back tone while the party is reached.
The COQ comes in the room, starts at the coat, and it goes all the way up to the floor. Okay, just go ahead and
hit the high. Hey, Sarah, I'm to call. Really, your name and number.
It said Lexi, and it's Milkman. We couldn't hear what you were saying. You said that CO2 is heavier than air, and then what now? You get
right.
High.
Yeah, it will like fill up, like if you're in a room, it'd fill up the room from your toes first, and then you wouldn't know it until you bent over to like, you know, into where the cloud is.
I got you.
Right. So that's why it's dangerous. So that's why you should put your CO2 monitor maybe like knee high.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, a lot of people don't know that, but anyway, there you go. There's your science lesson from the man
out. Knee high. That sounds Japanese. Okay, well, that didn't work, that last number I called. So let's call a dominatrix goddess who invites us to come worship the bitch of none. What? Come worship the TS bitch of none such. I don't know what the fuck that means. I'll make you tap out. 24 and seductive ebony. Wow, okay. Yeah. Hey, man, that's good. This is in Arkansas. And I'm looking for the number. Well, look at all the things this person does. Fetishes, sub-slave training, role-play, spanking, bondage, humiliation, sissy training. What is that? Trampling, medical play, body worship, and ABDL. What is ABDL? I have no idea. Mommy, auntie, nanny. I guess this person will dress up as a nanny or a mommy. Okay, whatever. I'm giving it a call. What is ABDL? ABDL, ABDL. Shit, that's a new one. Yeah, is that a big girl?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, is that the ebony girl?
That is me, Moses.
Yeah, hey, what is, I'm sorry for saying hey so much. What's ABDL mean?
Are you in Dallas?
Yeah.
You said, what is what?
I'm in Little Rock.
Oh, no, I'm in Dallas.
Yeah, but when you get back, damn it. What is ABDL? Oh, man. Come on, man. I should have said I was in Dallas. Fuck.
Right.
Yeah. And no, I don't know what ABDL is, guys. Don't.
Yeah, you can never answer the question.
Still don't know what ABDL is. All right. Oh, here's a Domino's pizza in Dedado.
Asian, black, what? I don't know.
Asian, black. No, she can only be one race, Milkman. ABDL. Fuck. All right. I'll get off of it. I'll search for it on my own time on Pornohub. Here's a Domino's pizza in Guam.
Howdy, Domino's pizza. You say this to be a breakfast special?
I like Peck Peck. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I like Peck Peck.
Can I get their own number?
No, do you have Peck Peck? Hello? I have the right number. I have the right one. I have the...
Hello?
I have the right number. Is this Domino?
Yes, this is Domino's NCS, sir.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
I needed one peck peck.
What's that?
One order. I need to make an order, please. Okay, fine.
Sure. Order of a large pizza, a medium pizza.
Large pizza.
Okay.
Okay, hold the cheese, hold the sauce.
Hold the cheese and hold the sauce,
yes.
Okay?
Hold the crust.
That means that's no pizza, right?
Fill the box with stupid bullshit.
I'm sorry?
Fill the box with stupid asshole bullshit.
It's vegetables for a salad, you know?
Okay. I'm sorry, sir. We don't... Yeah.
Fill it with peck-peck and stupid Guam people and asshole bullshit. I'm
That's your opinion, sir.
I'm a Marine, and I hate this place. I'm a Marine. I hate this place. I'm calling Guam. So I say I'm a Marine. I hate this place. Yeah, that makes sense. It does.
So, yeah, you said hold what you said. Hold the sauce, hold the cheese, and then hold the dough. That only leaves vegetables and the salad.
Domino's.
Yeah, one order, please. One bread.
Okay, sir.
One cheese.
We lost her.
One bread. Okay. Stupid. Oh, boy. I had a morning show recently, Milk Band, where I called... like a diner, and I kept saying, like, want eggs? She's like, how do you want your eggs? Cooked? Okay, how do you want them? Cooked? Cooked how? With heat? Just like, dude. She got mad, and then some guy came on, and I started asking for eggs, and then I asked for one bread. He's like, bread how? How do you want the bread? I forgot what I said. How I wanted the bread, I forgot. Like, what kind of bread? I forgot what it was I said. That was a funny time, Milkman. You should have been around, but you're busy sleeping with your CPAP machine and smoking.
When was it, dude? What was this? What time was it? What day?
Smoking Grand St. Pierre, whatever it is. GSP?
GDP. Granddaddy Purple. Remember that, dude.
Daddy, the pizza, this is Isha. How could I help you?
Yes, to make an order, please.
For pickup or delivery?
For pickup.
Pick up, may I have your phone number?
632-3030. Uh-huh. 3030? Yes, and I'm a Marine. Do I get a discount?
Marine?
Yeah, I'm a Marine in the Marine machines.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay, god damn it. I'll make an order then.
Okay, what did you want to order?
One bread.
I'm sorry?
One bread.
Bread?
Yeah, one bread.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
One cheese.
Uh-huh.
One sauce.
Uh-huh.
One crust.
Okay.
One horse machine.
Okay.
One butt four.
Anything else?
One peck-peck.
I'm sorry?
Peck-peck.
Okay.
Okay, can I get
anything else?
Can I get a total? No, that's it.
Oh, no charge. Thank you.
You stupid motherfucker. You look like just some drunk Marine on the base over there. Let's call pizza. No charge for Peck Peck at the Pizza Hut in Guam. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They got two Pizza Huts in Guam, Milkman. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Wow. There's another one here. This one's in, it says Exchange Main Store. I'm guessing that's on the base itself. It's in the food court at the... Navy Exchange. Okay.
Exchange. Yeah. You got to have a card. You got to be a military personnel to get in there. So that's U.S.
I'm going to tell them I'm pissed off they didn't let me in and excuse them.
They may send a recruiter after you. Be careful.
Yeah. Recruiter. Yeah. We'll throw you in jail or you join the Marines.
We'll induct you in the Army forcefully.
Pizza
Hut,
speaking.
Hey, boy, listen, I tried to go to your place over there, and they refused me service, they refused me to get in and everything, and I'm in a wheelchair, and why is that?
Excuse me, sir?
I couldn't get in. I couldn't get into the food court. They refused me service.
Did you want me to speak to a food court manager?
Well, this is on the exchange, right?
This is Pizza Hut. So we're located in the food court area?
Yeah, in the exchange, in the military exchange?
Yes, yes, Anderson.
That's not fair because I'm not in the military.
I went to
the base and I jumped over the fence and everything and they caught me, like this Humvee came up and it had like a spotlight on me and everything and they're like, put your hands up, like that.
Yeah.
And I said I just wanted to go to Pizza Hut.
Okay, so what is your question, sir?
Well, it's not fair. I want to sue you.
You want a pizza?
I want to sue you.
Sue who? Pizza Hut?
You personally and Pizza Hut, yeah.
Hold on, sir. Let me get the manager.
Okay.
That is the Pizza Dish Chat speaking.
Yeah, I need all your information and your numbers.
for?
I'm going to be suing you because I'm going to talk to my lawyer because I tried to go to your store and they told me that I didn't have a right to go to the Pizza Hut because I wasn't military, they said.
Yeah, with this, because that's
That's not fair.
For that one, though, you were not, that's not onto us, that's onto base. That's government property, that's why.
No, they said that it was, they said that they don't, that Pizza Hut doesn't want you here, they said. And he shoved me in the chest, and he said, the Pizza Hut doesn't want you here, and he put a gun in my face and everything.
Can you hold?
Okay. Put a gun. But Pizza Hut don't want you. Oh, he's probably going, there's a man talking about a gun. I'm like, oh shit. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that. People don't get so scared when someone says, someone's calling me about shoving me in the chest.
Alright, I found the battery, so I'll go put it in, man.
Meep. It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying that's really ghetto.
This is a recording. Beep. No, but it'll be on the show, so I'll go put it in.
It's really ghetto. I'm just saying it's really ghetto.
Yeah, I don't want to interfere with the show, man. We could add it as a sound effect later. Hold on.
Well, there was a prank on Friday where I think it was somebody, a game show contestant, was dealing with one of those in the background. It was real annoying, and I was so mad. We're waiting here for the military police to get word about what I just said. And, I don't know. We'll call someone else in the meantime. How about that? Let's call CPK, California Pizza Kitchen, or CPK as I call it. Hello?
Thank you for holding. Hello?
What's going on here? What's the matter?
Sir, I'm sorry?
What's going on here? I'm waiting on the phone. What's going on?
You are waiting. Okay, the phone was given to me by one of my supervisors. Can I help you, sir?
How many supervisors? Are you supervisor too, or are you just a woman?
Okay, I'm one of the managers here too.
Okay, and what's the problem? I said that I need the personal documents. I need all your numbers and papers.
Okay, may I know what is this
for? I'm suing you and your staff and your store because I wasn't allowed to come into the food court onto the exchange because I'm not military, they said. The guard said I had to get out. He said, get the F-U-C-K out, he said.
Okay, this is at the gate or at the front of the food court?
At the gate, he pushed me and everything, and he put the radio. He called the radio and they put a spotlight on me, and he said he was gonna pull down my pants and everything in front of everybody. He said he's gonna search my asshole for drugs and weapons and all this stuff. He said I couldn't come in because I'm not military, and I just wanted Pizza Hut. I put Pizza Hut in my GPS, and it told me to go here, to your place. And when I got there, they said that I wasn't allowed, and that's not fair. That's discrimination.
Okay.
I'm not Asian. I'm not from this country.
Okay. Sir, I understand that, but you are aware that you have to have an ID or someone sponsoring you before you can get on base.
That's not fair.
Okay, if that's the case, I don't think Pizza Hut would be, you know, the one to handle that case. I can give you a phone number of the security.
No, but it doesn't say that on your Pizza Hut website that I need special things to get in, that I can't be a white man getting in there. It doesn't say that.
Okay, because the Pizza Hut doesn't have a policy on that, but the base does.
Yeah,
it's
so
not,
then
yeah, it's not a control.
Then you're operating in a gray area, and I don't know if you know the different treaties when it comes to business in the United States, but you can't do that.
Okay, there's another Pizza Hut that's outside.
They told me I can't go there because I made sexual comments on the phone, and they said I'm not allowed there.
The one outside?
Yeah.
So you already called them, or you already been to that? That place.
I already, like, I made sexual comments and stuff. I was making a silly order that I wanted one bread, and they hung up and they won't pick up now when I call.
So you know what? I can give you a phone number that you can call.
Who? Who is?
That's actually a part of the, you know, part of the base. If that is the problem getting in on base.
But they're not going to let me on. They said they said that I'm not military. And I said no means no. They said there's no way to get on. Shit, damn it. There's no way to get on the shit. There's no way to get on the ship, motherfucker, you know?
Okay, but sir, you are aware that anywhere in the United States, if you don't have an ID or no one to sponsor you, can get in on base, on any base. It's not just Guam. You know, it's the whole United States.
I jump over fences and stuff all the time.
I'm sorry?
I jump over fences and stuff all the time. And anyway, you're not in the military. How come it's fair for you? Because you're Asian, right? Because if I had yellow skin, then I could get in, right? If I was a bad driver, right?
Okay, sir, I don't think this is my issue now.
If my house...
Okay, I can give you the phone number if you want to, if you want to contact that number, but I don't think this is something that, you know, that is to be handled by me, because I'm just over here.
Do you know those people at the other Pizza Hut?
I'm sorry?
Do you know the people at the other Pizza Hut?
Yes, I do.
Can you talk to them if I connect and you tell them that it's okay for me to come?
I don't really have to call them. All you have to do is go there and tell them, you know, you're going to be buying a pizza.
No, they said no.
And I don't think they would refuse you.
They said no. They said no, that I was a bad person, they said. Because of the thing I said. I said a bad, dirty thing to them. Because I got mad. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. But I don't think they're saying that to you.
They don't like me. They don't like me. They don't want to have anything to do with me, they said.
Did you call us to go?
You see, they won't answer even.
Thank you for calling Danito Pizza. This is Eileen. How may I help you?
I have the woman, the manager from all the Pizza Huts in Guam, and she says that you have to take my order, right? You said? Can you tell her? Hello?
I'm sorry? Okay, one moment, okay?
Okay. Hey. Pizza Hut woman. Hello, manager.
Yes, sir?
What's your name?
I'm still here.
What's your name?
Okay, you're saying that they refused you because they said you were a bad person?
Well, can you tell her to just let me... What's your name? Tell her. She's a man. You're your manager. You can tell. Order her. Come on.
Okay, they had said that there could be a reason for it. I'm not saying you're, you know...
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here. Go ahead. You're saying there's a reason I'm a bad person, you think?
No, why did it say that? I mean...
Because I called and I made sexual comments on the phone.
Okay, so that is why.
Oh, you think so? Well, can we just tell them to forgive me and all that, and, you know, I can get an employee discount, and they don't, you know, they'll talk to me again. Just explain it to them. That's what I'm asking you for help, to explain it. Why is this so hard for you to do? Why?
Okay, you know what?
Why is this so hard?
Okay, let me just hang up. What is your contact number? I'll call the manager and I'll have them call you.
I'm calling them now. What was your name? Just tell them who you are and what's going on. Try to figure this out, please.
So I need to speak to the manager first. Let me give them a call and I'll call you back if you can give me your phone number.
I'm connecting them. I'm connecting them. Okay? Don't go anywhere. I'm connecting them. They'll pick up any second now, and we'll continue with this phone call. Hopefully it'll be good, you know? They'd take a long time to answer the phone, you know? Are you listening to me? Hello, is that Pizza Hut?
Your party is not answering.
Oh.
Please try your call later. We're sorry, but your call will now be...
You see that? They don't even answer now. They won't talk to me.
Okay, sir, according to you, you made, you know, some...
Sexual.
Comments that is
yeah.
not...
They were sexual in nature. They were about pubic hair and vagina and all that. That I asked her how much pubic hair she had.
Okay, that is not acceptable. And right now, I don't think, that, you know, I think this is a waste of time.
No, it's not. I'm going to try one more time. I'm going to call a different place.
Thank you for calling Pakistan City. Coach Jay speaking. Next, your special for today.
I had the manager from the Pizza Hut at the exchange on the base on the line. And she has something to tell you. I have someone from the Pizza Hut who has something to tell you. Go ahead. She won't talk. She's a stupid. All right, I hung up on everybody except for Milkman. What was that in the background? It sounded like they were fucking. She sounded like she was getting plowed. Okay. Milkman, I believe you're still here. Did you fall down? Maybe he fell down putting the new batteries.
She had an unbalanced spin cycle.
Okay. You got to evenly put in your clothes evenly and put your jeans and your heavy stuff towards the bottom when you wash clothes. Thank you. California Pizza Kitchen, as I was saying before, and I never got to. Here it is. Cha-cha-cha-cha. I'm bored of my show. It's only 11:43. Really? We just hit the halfway point? We're only 15 minutes into the second half of the show. Oh, my God. I hate this. I'm going to do 4 hours next week. If I'm already bored of my show this week.
Hey, thanks for calling California Pizza Kitchen. Friends,
hey, big girl, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, is that big girl? The big girl?
What big girl?
The big girl that works there, you know? The big Asian girl?
Do you know the name?
How big are you?
Hmm?
How big are you?
I'm not big. Only 170.
Oh, is there someone bigger then?
Yeah.
Can you put Janelle on?
Dada?
Yeah.
Houses, or?
Yeah, put her on. I need to talk to her.
Actually, she just left.
Fucking shit.
Yeah. So sorry.
It's bullshit. It's kind of bullshit, you know?
Pardon, sir?
Do you know the people at the other California Pizza Kitchen?
Pardon, sir?
Do you know the people at the other California Pizza Kitchen?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you tell them that it's okay for me... to get food there because I called before and I made sexual comments, you know?
Let me just transfer you to the manager, okay?
Ah, damn it. Okay.
1 moment, please.
Okay. Gone. One moment. Hurry up.
Hey, phone is Jerry speaking. I'm off of you.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm sorry? How am I? I'm okay. How are you?
I'm not good.
You're not good? Who's this?
This is Cross. I made a... You know that place Vitalis?
One more time.
You know that place there's a... I went to a different restaurant, and they said that I couldn't go there again because I was making sexual comments to the waitress and everything.
You're talking about CPK?
Yeah, I was making...
California Pizza Kitchen?
Yeah.
Someone said that you can't come here anymore?
Because I was making sexual comments.
I don't know. I'm the general manager. I don't know anything about that.
Well, can you tell all the women that I can go there because I was making sexual comments to the girls there?
Uh-huh.
And they kicked me out?
Is that what you did? Obviously, I didn't know about that, but is that something that you did or what?
I might have, yeah, maybe.
And you think that's wrong?
Well, because I'm married, that's the only reason, maybe. Mm. Other than that, I gets mine, you know. I brings the ruckus, so I don't care. Yeah.
So you know, I you know, obviously, you know, you don't want some people talking like that about your wife, right? So obviously, the girls will probably feel the same.
Well, I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know about anything about my wife, you know, because she's in the mainland.
She's in the mainland?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my staff, they kicked you out?
Yeah, they said you can't say sexual comments, and then I started unbuckling my belt, and they kicked me out. They said they were
gonna, unbuckling your belt?
Yeah, they said they were going to call the MPs and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, obviously that wasn't nice to do, right?
Well, I wasn't unbuckling my belt like I was going to take my pants off. I think that's what they thought. I was taking off the belt to show dominance because they were all women, and I was going to, you know, like, hey,
you're going to spank them?
Well, you know, when you snap the belt, you know, so it makes a noise. That's all I was going to do. I was like, you know, you want this, you know, like, you want to get hit.
Wow, obviously that's not nice to do.
I know, it was just a misunderstanding. I think they thought I was taking off my pants to masturbate or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
or to show them my sexual organs. But I wasn't doing that. I was just going to hit them and abuse them physically.
that's not nice either.
Well, that's how I was raised. That's how I was raised. I was raised in Virginia, you know?
Okay, well, you know, this is Guam, so...
What?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah,
Curtis. Well, I had to call someone else because you're not helping me out.
Well, yeah, I apologize for any misunderstanding, but if something's like that and my staff feel uncomfortable, then, you know. Hello?
Hello, this is Vitalis Restaurant.
Where is this?
Vitalis.
This is where Vitalis?
Are you trying to call? Yes, yes. Are you trying to call?
Yes.
Oh, so.
Yes.
Hello? Oh. Okay, I'll talk to you later, my friend.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hi. Vitalis?
Yes, this is Vitalis.
I wanted to make an order.
For pickup?
Yeah. Oh, did I hang up the wrong one? Fucking fuck, I did. Hung up the wrong one. And, busy? Okay, trying again. Come on. There we go. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hello, Vitalis.
Yeah, hi. I was saying I want to make an order.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, one pasta.
What kind of pasta?
One pasta.
Yeah, what kind of pasta?
Boiled.
Sorry?
Boiled.
I cannot hear you.
Boiled pasta?
What kind of pasta?
Boiled, with water. Boiled water, boiled water pasta.
Water pasta?
Yeah, boiled.
No, we don't have that kind of pasta.
You don't boil your pasta? You just eat it dry?
No. We boil, but...
Okay, but one of those.
Okay. So what kind of pasta you want?
We
have spaghetti with meat sauce, but they boil first, the water.
Boiled pizza. Boiled pasta.
What kind of pizza?
What kind of pizza? Cooked? Oven...
Hello?
Yeah, I need one oven pizza.
Of course we put our pizza in the oven, but what kind of pizza you want?
Just one of them. One oven pizza, with toppings.
Okay, what kind of topping you want?
Meat.
Meat, Roma? So you want meat, all meat topping?
Just meat. No, just one meat.
What kind of meat? We have pepperoni, ham, sausage.
Small little pieces of meat.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot take your order.
You don't have small pieces of meat, then?
We have, but you have to tell me what kind of meat you want on your pizza.
Man meat.
Hello?
Yeah, man meat. Man meat. Hello? Hello?
Hello? I cannot hear you.
Man meat. I need man meat.
Something wrong with your phone.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Man meat?
Hello?
Can I have man meat?
Hello?
Man meat, bitch.
Hello?
Fuck shit, fucking shit. Fuck.
Maybe manifest. I think manifest.
Yes,
I want to make an order. Shut up. I'm going to make an order.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to make an order. Shut up. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Yes, how may I help you?
Okay, somebody's calling us to make an order.
Order for takeout?
Yes.
Okay, what is your order, sir?
Are you asking me that?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Okay, now are you asking me to make an order?
No, I'm just asking how can I help you, sir? This is the Capuchin's restaurant?
No, oh, that's strange.
Sorry,
this is Italian's restaurant. So I don't know, maybe somebody's playing a joke on us.
Maybe.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm sorry, but I really can't understand you. Okay. Can you speak clearly, please?
It sounds like a third party there.
Huh? Well, me?
No, sir. No.
I'm here. Did you need to talk to me?
Okay, well, this is Vitaly, so I'm going to hang up as we close.
Oh,
at
yeah.
Three.
I was calling Vitaly's, and I have Capri Chiosa also.
Oh, Vitaly's? Okay, this is not the Vitaly's restaurant, sir.
Yeah.
So you have... Yeah, you are Capri Chiosa, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so who are you trying to order from, us or them?
I'm trying to order from you. I'm from Capri Chiosa.
Okay, because you have three lines going on right now.
Oh, yeah, I disconnected her. She's a stupid woman, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so we close at three, so you need to, if you're going to order, you have to order now.
Okay, one pasta.
Okay, so what kind?
Boiled.
What kind of spaghetti?
Boiled.
What's that?
Boiled.
You want like a spaghetti meat sauce?
You boil it in water. I don't understand why this is so hard. I need one order.
Oh, yeah. Our pasta is all set and ready to go.
One order of pasta with sauce. One
okay.
one meat.
One spaghetti with meat sauce.
Yeah, one starch, one vegetable.
What do you mean vegetable?
Vegetable, you know, it grows from the earth.
We don't have the vegetables to go.
Okay, one starch.
What do you mean starch?
A starchy food, starchy calories.
We don't have that. This is an Italian restaurant.
I need two Weight Watcher supplement drinks.
We don't have those.
Okay. I don't know. I am at a loss. I don't know. I don't know, you're not helping me out.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you ever ordered from here before?
No, I don't even live in Guam. I don't. I'm in.
Oh, you don't even live in Guam?
No, I'm in Florida.
Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, then how are you supposed to get your food then?
I was just making an order. I'd show up a few days or something.
Are you kidding me?
No,
I can't do that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Sorry.
All right. Bye. Okay, that guy having a good old time with the whole thing. Good. Good for him.
Oh, my.
One starchy vegetable milkman. Starchy food. And two Weight Watcher meal supplements. All right. That was funny because I got the two confused with each other for a good while. I got that one to work. That was pretty good. Oh, man.
These people here are really cooperative, too. I mean, it's really cool. I mean, that guy was practically giving you excuses to not have to deal with it, you know? It was so funny.
I know. Yeah, he was.
The manager guy, you know?
Yeah, he really was. All right, Delmonico Kitchen and Bar.
Because, you know, it's sensitivity training now. You know, you're supposed to act on anything.
Really? Am I? Is that how it
works?
I
didn't hear about it, so, you know, he's like, you didn't want to deal with that shit.
All right, listen, we got another voicemail, Milkman. Let's go ahead and listen.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's people just really...
I think this is a different one of the layaways. Let's listen.
Giving us accolades again.
Yes, I was just wondering. You had called my house phone from this number. And I just want to get to the bottom of what's going on. Please call me. Thanks.
You're welcome. I don't know if you could hear that, Milkman. It was kind of low.
No, it's very low.
Very low.
What was it? What was it?
Just a guy saying you called my house phone from this number, trying to get to the bottom of what's going on. I think it was. It sounded like a husband of the one broad that I called.
Oh,
yeah.
The one
that I. What is it? What did I say? The fuck. What the fuck? What was the last one I did? Where she said real quick, oh, the stupid bitch fee. That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, that's the one there?
Yeah, the stupid bitch fee one. No, I was going to charge her a $10 fee. She's like, oh, that's your fuck up. Awesome. All right. Now, remember.
That was good.
Okay, someone's wanting to buy a fixer-upper cabin or old two-story farmhouse with at least 2 acres of pasture and privacy. All right, yeah, let's do that, Milkman.
All right.
Yeah. Let's sell someone a fucking cabin. I'm going to tell them it smells like mildew. It smells like ass. I can't get the smell of ass out of here, so I'm selling it to you. Sorry, I'm stalling because I've got a little bit of an issue because he posted his number in the newspaper here, but he didn't put his area code. There we go. I got it. I just had to look at the other ones and see what they were. I think I got it. It must be a small town because half of these postings, they don't use their area code. Another ring.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I see that you're looking for a fixer-upper cabin.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I got one. I've got 4 acres, horse, you know, we masturbate the horses here and everything.
Uh-huh.
Is this for you or for a man?
Oh, it's for me.
Oh, uh-huh. Just for you. You have any horses?
Yeah, I have one right now.
Oh, how big
I did have two.
How big are his sexual organs?
Oh.
Boy, she was quick to go run off and measure him, wasn't she?
Yeah, I probably woke her up for that. That's
yeah,
hilarious.
She was running right off to get the measuring tape out, man.
She
I'll be darned.
She was like, oh, fuck.
Well, that was good. You cut right through the chase, man. You know, she knows exactly where she got to go now.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Now remembering the riding a washing machine joke. Prank calls that I did. And I don't know when that was. That was during October at some point. Were you around for that one, Milkman? It would have been a night show, I think.
Which one was it?
Wasn't I calling women and just asking them if they like to ride the laundry machine?
Oh yeah. It was. Yeah, okay. I remember that one. Mm-hmm.
So that was a night show. That was funny.
Yeah.
Because I told the woman like I wanted to drink her laundry water. Yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah, come on, yeah.
She's yeah, like, that's right. Yeah, like, she was pretty encouraging.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
It's a piece of shit. All right, well, that went straight to voicemail. Let me try it again. Maybe just a poor connection.
I'm sorry, but the...
Nope. No, that was legit. Okay, blank synthetic bolt action factory scope. This guy has a gun, Milkman. He's probably a hothead, right? You think so? This is Big Tony. Big Tony. What's a character in The Simpsons?
Big Tony. Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
God damn. All right, fucking Big Tony. Let me try him again.
Your call has...
Nope. Someone has some tires for sale. They're size 222-60-17s and asking $100. Also looking for some pants off of a parts. Parts off of a Saturn 2001 power window switch.
So you're a Stratus. You got a Stratus.
Yeah. The same. A Stratus and a Saturn.
Tell me, yeah, you used to work for, you know, with strippers, and, you know, you can interchange the parts, man. Most people don't know that, you know, unless you're in, you know, auto set.
You just sit there.
Crank theft auto, you know?
Yeah. Oh, here, I found a perfect one. Look, man, close your mouth. Here's one that's gonna be great if they answer. It's an ad by a guy named Tyler who says, quote, looking for anyone who wants to get rid of coons on their land. Okay. Know exactly what to do. This will be a racist call. Just presuming. We need Laugh Track Matt for this one, man, but he's crazy now. He's crazy. He got into this sexual game with his woman, girl from Europe, Milkman.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was calling for Tyler. He said he could get rid of coons on my land.
Hang on. I don't know if he's still up, buddy. Hang on just a minute.
All right. God damn it.
Who is this?
No, this is Eddie. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Huh?
Hang on just a minute.
All right. God damn it.
Well, all right, bye.
Shit. Why did I do that? Why? I just had to be a dickhead. Hang on.
No.
She was going to wake him up. No, they're not answering this time. Shit. Damn it, man. Well, I had to go ruin another prank call. I even got one save when I said I'm sorry. I had to do it again. I had to push it one last time, saying, God damn it. All right. Here's a garage sale where they will have, what is this? They're selling a sofa and love seat, Wii, a Nintendo Wii with 16 games, a riding lawnmower, clothing, and more. All right, cool. Let's see what's up with Big Sandra. Is having a big yard sale, foreclosure sale. Yeah. You know it's a foreclosure sale when they're selling their fridge and their stove, Milkman. That's horrible. That's true. Aw, man. No answer, man. I'll try them again. Oh, it said phone network error, so I'll give it another shot. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Boiled pizza. Milkman. I did say at one point boiled pizza. Shit. Stupid. Who ever heard of such a thing?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Or is not available.
Got some interesting feedback regarding my question on the stream issues and quality in the last few days. Thank you for the feedback. I've made a note of these feedbacks and we'll handle them appropriately on the Madhouse Shellcast machine. In the meantime, the Mixler is really taking off. Milkman, Mixler is like this alternative to Shellcast that came out. It's really low on the resources. I don't know if it doesn't work on Android. They're working on the app, but they haven't gotten it working yet. There is an iPhone app, and then you can also go to the website. Milkman, check out Mixler, where, you know, there's a lot of internet radio. And I notice it doesn't use as much it's more stable mobile if you're listening and if you're broadcasting with it. So I'm just saying, Mixler is like the future. We shall see. M-I-X-L-R.
Oh, that was the boys thing there.
The boys? The boys? You were with the boys?
That was the boys thing. You remember.
You're really low, Milky.
Hey, man. I was breathing on the mic. No. I was saying nothing, man.
Okay. Don't say nothing.
Yeah,
Mixler. That's the future is what I was saying. Big Baz is here. He's a big fan of Mixler and an early contributor.
I'm an early adopter, early contributor.
There you go. Good to hear.
Yeah, it's been great. I like it.
Yeah, man, it's great. I like how it just starts up as soon as you start broadcasting. Whoever's got the little widget on, it just starts up, you know?
Yeah, I made a Mixler account and downloaded the app, but I'm having some issues getting Skype to stream through it. I'm on a laptop, so I need to work through that.
Okay. It's not, you can't hear your Skype call, or what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm broadcasting, I can hear myself talking, but I can't hear anything on Skype.
Yeah, what you got is your input selected to your microphone.
Yeah.
And it needs to be hooked up to your stereo mix, is what it's called.
Yeah. See, I don't have a sound card on my laptop, so I don't know if I can do that. I might have to use that virtual audio cable.
Well, even if you don't have a sound card, you should be able to go to the manufacturer's website and get the software. All you need is software to enable it, really. Or just you need a driver to enable it. And usually if you go like to the Dell side or the HP or whatever you're working with, you can download that and get it working. It's either going to be Realtek or whatever the other one is. Milkman, do you know? What are the two big ones? Realtek and ADI, is it? I forget. I don't know. I always end up with a Realtek sound card or a motherboard with Realtek on it. So there you go.
Yeah,
I got a little I was putting together a guide that should walk you through the majority of the way of figuring out how to do it. Let me send it to you. I just don't know how good it is. You know what I mean? But I started making it once.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. And
or if you want to put it on the Dropbox, you know, that'll work too.
Okay, I'll do that after the show. I'm going to make myself a sticky note here. I got to call Milkman, and I got to upload document about audio mix. Okay, cool.
And you know, speaking about the stream, I was online yesterday, and the whole site seemed to be down for me for about 2 hours. Was there a problem?
The site? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. No? I don't know. Maybe it's just on my end, but it, you know, Enigma said that he didn't see any problem.
I don't know. You've been having some weird DNS issues, though, Baz, I think, because you had a chat problem, too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. And you looked at the site, didn't go down. I didn't see anything that it went down.
No, yeah, I messaged you, and he said it was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Who knows?
It came back.
There you go. Very good. All right, let's do some more pranks. Let's see what I got here. Lonesome has sent in a whole bunch of numbers, including Indian places. They're always fun.
I was going to ask you, Carlito, can you hook up your Dropbox to the Mixler?
Like an automatic? I don't know. I see that you have the there's an export option, right?
Yeah, and you need to set it up so you can export shows. It makes downloading them a lot easier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Hang on, let me put that down. Dropbox. M-I-X-L-R. D-B-M-I-X-L-R. Should be able to figure out what that meant an hour from now. Okay. All right,
thanks,
sir. That works. I guess that's kind of cool. I get worried about unedited stuff getting out like crazy. But does it Dropbox it to a private folder or a public one?
No, it'll be in a private, and it'll only do it if they do it.
If
so
you
like,
click on
like
it. Yeah.
Whoever else does it, you know?
Yeah. When you click export, you get that option. You get
right.
An export option. Okay, yeah, I'll take care of that. Cool. Got a ringing in my ear. That's weird.
Hey, Carlito.
Yeah, what's up, Baz?
Yeah, can you add Big Ken? He says he can't see us being online on Skype.
Let me see. Do I have any contact requests? No. Just add him. I see what you mean.
Says he's showing you as being offline.
Add him to the call, you're saying. Okay, hang on.
Yes.
I'm not showing offline. The Milkman thought I was showing up offline for a little while, and it came up for him. I don't see Ken online. Is he tell him to make sure he's using the show's looking for the show Skype, not the personal one.
He said that he's looking at the show Skype, and he is online right now. He's for me he is.
It says Ken for him, right? That's his, yeah.
Yeah, Ken.
I don't see him. No. Can you add him, or you can send him to me as a contact? You know what I mean? You can right click on him, and I think you can drop it in the and I can choose.
I sent it.
You sent it. Okay.
See it down there.
Hang on, because I was somewhere else. I got to open the chat window. Ken, big Ken. Okay, all right. I don't know why. See, why is he's coming up blocked too? A whole bunch of people came up blocked of mine for some reason. Like, I spent a whole week wondering where Dark Stranger was, and she was blocked. Hang on. View, resume, remove from... No? Unblock this person. I don't know why I would have blocked Ken. All right, now I should show off for Ken. But I'll add him. Okay, that's weird. Actually, I have, like, a whole bunch of people blocked. I don't even know why. I don't remember doing that. I don't know.
Fucking someone... blocked me, son of a whore.
I don't know. I have no idea why I would have blocked you.
I was joking with Baz. I'm like, he probably fucking blocked me. And that's what it was.
Not on purpose. No, I don't know why. But, okay. Weird. All right. So, anyway, Indian numbers. You guys want to do some pranks? I don't know. I've done a few, but I'm kind of...
I was going to tell you regarding the I heard a little bit of what you guys are going to do next week.
Yes.
I could probably jump in and help co-host. I can't broadcast. I don't have Skype shit, but
okay.
I can help up in that aspect, works. I guess.
That works. Enigma, are you broadcasting now, right? Or you got Mixer working, was it?
Yeah, I broadcasted one show one time. I had a problem with my headset. I was putting out some weird shit, but yeah, I think it's fixed now.
Okay. All right. I don't know if... Well, I don't know.
Oh, the message I asked you earlier? Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Okay, you got it. Okay, good, good.
And I'd love to help out, too, but actually, next Thanksgiving, my wife and I are celebrating our 15th anniversary.
Wow.
So if I skip out on that to do a show, that'll be my last anniversary.
Oh, yeah, dude. Congratulations, but yeah.
No, thanks.
Totally.
But I could probably pull off some help on the early morning part after I give her a good forking and she's asleep.
Yeah, because that'll help out. Whoever can host, that'll help out. If you got co-hosts, you can kind of stretch things out, you know?
Yeah.
Like here at Milkman, we do 2 hours, you know, and then we can do 2 hours, a whole bunch of people together. And that's 4 hours right there.
I'm just sad I'm not going to be able to listen to the Thanksgiving calls to Ernie and all the usual.
Well, Mixer, victims. Man, you can hear it as soon as you get home, or if you have an iPhone, you can hear it on your phone.
Do we still have Ernie's like confirmed phone number?
I checked it 6 months ago. Remember?
Because 6 months. Yeah,
it was six. I remember. I was like, "Yep, 6 months from today, just about. It's going to be Thanksgiving." Yeah. So, as of 6 months ago. The number we have for him was still good, so yeah. Let's not call him tonight.
Yeah, I bet he's gonna be fucking pissed.
Yeah. You think he's put two and two together? Last time, I think I literally spelled it out to him. Like, do you mean it's not weird to you that I call like once a year? He's like, yeah, on Thanksgiving. Oh yeah. I still don't think he figured it out though.
Where I've worked for the past 3 years, you're territorially harassing me.
Yeah. You know, this is terrorism. Terror. What is it? What did he say?
He said you were territorially harassing him.
Okay. Territorial.
Territorially. Yeah, something like that.
All right. Did I already call Delmonico Kitchen and Bar? Pretty sure I did. Gabriel's House of Pasta. Does anyone want that? Anyone want to ask for boiled pasta?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Boiled. Maybe they closed.
Yeah, it should still be over there in the bottom.
All right. Yeah, it's like 3 in the afternoon now or something. Yeah, I lost.
And they're taking siesta.
Peck Brig. Okay, well, the next one then, that's Indian Place. Or good holdover. Yeah, go ahead, Baz. Indian. You know what to do.
I know what to do.
Hello?
Sullivan and Express. How can I help you?
Indian food?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to place an order for some dirty food.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order for some food, please. What's the matter? You can't hear me?
I can barely hear you, sir.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello? Listen carefully. I want to place an order.
Hello?
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 Oh, my God. What an idiot that guy.
Fuck.
Turn down that shit music in the background. You might hear somebody.
I'm calling him back. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Listen, motherfucker, turn the music down and take my order.
Turn the motherfucking music down.
Thank you for calling the Indian Express. I can help you?
Yeah, what happened? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there's a static on the line. I can not that clearly, but a little bit better than before.
Yeah, I want to place a stupid order. Damn it.
Yeah, how far you are? Because we're actually close, but, you know, if you pick up another 25 minutes...
I'm just, like, maybe about 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Hold on, one second, let me write you down.
Okay, hurry the fuck up.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, what took so long? Okay, yeah, I'd like one order of chicken tikka masala.
One chicken tikka masala?
Yeah, one order of pad thai.
One order of garlic naan?
Yeah, garlic naan. That sounds good.
Okay.
And do you have palak paneer?
Yes.
So that's paneer, that's the Indian cheese, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, do you make the cheese there in your restaurant?
Yeah, we make our own paneer.
Yeah, well, I want some paneer made from human milk. I want to come in and I want your sister to come in front of me and I want to milk her titties into a bowl.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I'm going to make the paneer, and I'm going to make you eat it.
Why don't you come and do it now, motherfucker?
Okay, yeah, I'll come in right now.
Yeah, come over, I'm waiting for you, you piece of
what
shit.
What do? Do I knock on the door?
Hey, record this number, son of a bitch.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen when I get there?
Yeah, come over here, if you've got balls, come here.
Oh, I'll come there, all right. I'm going to make you shit in the tandoori.
You want food, and this is how you talk?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah?
So I'm an American, damn it.
Huh?
Born and raised.
What's that?
I'm an American, damn it.
You're American, so what?
Yeah, best damn country in the world. I was born here.
So what's the big deal?
So it's a big deal. That
you
means
you sound
I have,
like a loser
I have,
to me.
It means I have a right to get some cheese from your sister.
You sound like
tits.
A loser, man.
No, I'm a...
Yeah, you do.
American.
If you really want to talk like that, why don't you come face to face and talk?
Yeah,
you're a coward using picking up the phone and calling like that and, you know, talking nonsense.
You want to have a fight?
Fight on the phone?
No, come in.
Hey, man, you know, go to something better in your life.
I'm
going to
make some
Go find
shit.
A job. Go find a job.
Some,
go work. Okay?
I want some macho. You're going to make
what?
You're going to make me some mother chode.
Mother chode?
Yeah, with gandhi
sauce.
That's what you're going to make for me in your tandoori oven.
Yeah, why don't you tell your mom that, man?
Hey, I'm at your mom's house right now.
No, tell your whole fucking family.
Yeah, I will. My whole fucking family's going to come in, and we're going
to
get some.
Well, why are you calling to tell her you come in? Why don't you just come over?
Oh, I am. I'm coming. I'm on my way.
Yeah, come over.
Yeah, I'm almost
okay.
there. I'm
yeah,
almost there.
Over. Yeah.
You can have your sister ready for me?
Yeah, come over. I'm outside, man.
Yeah, okay. I want you to get your sister ready for me. I want you to spread some mango to me all over her. So she's
okay,
naked.
Come over.
And I'm gonna eat mango chutney. I'm gonna lick it off your sister.
That was awesome. That was good.
That's actually the first angry dude I've had in a while.
Yeah, that was pretty good, man. I'm calling him back. Let me talk to him.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. Maybe no answer. Maybe no.
Yes.
Hey, yeah, listen, my brother just got real upset here. He's using the phone. My brother was going to order food. He got really upset.
Yeah, he's talking nonsense to me.
Well, what's the matter? Why are you... He's got a heart problem, all right? He needs to keep his
heart. I don't know
right
about
now.
A heart problem. He's talking nonsense about me, myself, my wife.
Okay.
He's going to come and milk my titties. He's talking all kind of crap. I'm reporting this number to the cops right now.
Well, it's my number.
I don't know whose number is this.
He's staying.
But I'm reporting this number to the cops.
He's staying with us. He's sick, okay?
I don't know who's sick, man. But if you have a sick person, then you should not let the sick person use the phone like that.
Okay. All right. And your name is Banchod, is that right? Or?
Yeah, there you go. You are the same one.
I'm not the same guy. Baz, tell him I'm not the same guy.
You know what? People don't call here anymore, okay?
I'm sick. It's my brother. He's taking care of me.
See? See how he sounds? He's sick.
I'm on a lot of medication, and it makes me crazy.
I told him.
He said he was going to milk my titties.
He actually said that. I mean, he's going to milk my titties. So.
I didn't hear you bring his wife into the conversation. Is he making now?
No, it was his sister. Yeah. I wanted to milk his sister.
Yeah, it was his sister and mother, because he said mother Jode, I think, at once.
I did.
He told you to go tell your mother, Baz. Your mother. He showed
That's
you.
Right.
He told, yeah, because you said mother to him. He brought it right back. Learn your lesson. Now you're shamed. New Indian cuisine. All right. A different Indian place.
Yeah. Way back in France. Just take this one.
Okay. Go milk your titties.
He's going to milk something. I don't think it's his titties, though.
His snake.
Indian cuisine, may I help you?
Yes. Hello. I'm going to milk my snake.
Hello?
Yes. I'd like to make an order. I'd like to make an order, please. Attention. Hello?
We're actually closed right now.
When do you
what
open?
What were you looking for?
What? Oh, this...
What did I not give
Yes, can I speak to the owner, please?
We can take a takeout order.
I just need to talk to the owner to make a complaint.
Oh, okay. What may I know what the problem is?
Well, because I called and the woman was really rude to me on the phone. And I hate her.
Oh, well, we'll actually close, but I was trying to figure out if we can take the order.
Yeah, I'm going to complain about you to him.
Well, that's my dad, so it's not really going to matter anyways.
Well, I just need to... You need to do this. It's the law. You need to let him talk to me. Please. I command you.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
Entitled little bitch.
Hello?
Listen, who is this?
Hello?
Is this Patel?
No, this is not Patel.
Okay, good. Listen, that girl that was just talking to me, your daughter, she's disgusting.
What happened?
She's disgusting. You know, she said Banchud to me and Matterchud. And I looked it up, and I found out that it means very disgusting, nasty things.
Maybe after Thanksgiving, my family. You want any order, anything, sir?
Yeah, one Banchud.
Yeah.
Whatever. She was like, that's my dad. He ain't gonna come. That's literally. That's my wife, or my wife's manager's her dad. So, she walks around with that attitude at work all... No, she doesn't. She doesn't actually do. But it's true. That is the case. What I said. The situation, but not the way she acts. That'd be real funny, though. I'm gonna tell Athena that tomorrow.
We should call Turkish Kitchen. We gave them too long of a fucking break.
Holy shit, I forgot about them completely. Okay.
Hey, I talked to Charlie the other night on the Sun Show.
I saw the comments about... I didn't hear it, but I saw the comments regarding that. I heard
he thought Baz was the Pepsi guy again.
Oh my god, what a dumbass. He fell for the Pepsi order again.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're the Pepsi guy? You want to come now?
I told him I was going to bring an order and he was like, what was that order?
Oh wow. How did you tell him?
I heard pissing shit, Charmaine, and he got a little bit mad.
Pissing shit. Oh shit. I got him good with that, though. Like, he's like, $3,000? No. No, 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 no.
Hey, can you call Singapore?
Can I pull what? I lost you.
Can you call Singapore?
Singapore? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can. Yeah, that's fine.
Nope. We called some hotels in Singapore on, I forget whose show, but they have some pretty restrictive laws.
Yeah.
It's homosexuality is illegal. It's illegal to not flush the toilet after using it.
Yeah.
And chewing gum is illegal.
You're breaking up a lot.
Yeah, your connection's a little bad.
You got bad connection.
Really?
Yeah,
let me try reconnecting.
All right.
Your connection's a little baz.
It's a little baz. Well, I was going to call Turkish Kitchen. Should we wait for Baz to come back? I think that's...
Yeah, he's got to hear it.
He's going to be upset if we don't...
Turkish Kitchen had too long of a fucking break.
Yeah, that's true.
Faizan's probably over there getting ready to fire up the grill.
Shit. Baz, you back yet? He shows us connected still.
Yeah. Does it sound any better now?
I don't know.
So you guys sound okay.
Yeah. Everyone else sounds okay except for you. Alright, let me connect Turkish Kitchen then. I saw that you can't chew gum in Singapore. I didn't know that.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after
the...
That must be
the house phone.
Oh yeah, it says Turkish Horse at home. Okay, I called the wrong one. Yeah, that's the house phone. Okay, whoops.
I enjoy those calls when he tries to tell us that we made a mistake, that we didn't call the right house.
Do you guys remember the area code there? Oh, man, I forgot. Where is it? Berkeley, right? Isn't it Berkeley?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Hang on. Let me just look it up. Turkish Kitchen, Berkeley. Berkeley, CA.
Hey, Ice Goose, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck you. What'd he do? He's talking shit.
I don't know. He's always in the chat telling me to fuck off and fuck you.
Oh, okay. Fuck me. Yes. Is that Faizan?
Yeah.
How are you, honey? I'd like to make an order.
Who are you?
Huh?
Who are you?
Oh, I come in there often. You don't know me or my name. I've never told you. I just heard someone calling you Faizan and a few things, you know. That was either your name or like a thing you say. I don't know.
Well, so what do you want?
Okay, let's see. You had that one chicken dish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I want to make sure. Does it come with a side?
Are you sure you want to take to go?
Yeah.
Or you're playing with me?
No, I'm making an order. I wanted one hummus.
I don't believe you, and I don't want to serve you.
You
sorry.
Stupid monkey, you shit.
You are the stupid.
Bitch woman.
Hi, one.
She doesn't want to play very much anymore.
Yeah, she knows my voice. She's like, I don't want to think of like that.
I think you're joking.
Well, she talked to you for a minute or two.
Yeah, the last time I talked to the horse guy, though, man, he was like, I'm going to take this all the way.
I remember this voice girl. He's like, why don't you answer the phone? Whose cock are you sucking?
you son of a whore. Dude, shit.
Oh, sounded like he was at home or at work in the bag, fucking just shit face. Whose cock are you sucking?
Yeah. What is this? Hey, this is your friend from something. I'm waiting on you, man. I don't... Huh? There's a voicemail here. There's two new voicemails? No, just one. Listen to it.
Hey, this is your friend from Indian Express. I'm waiting on your order, man. Give me a call.
That's the guy that Baz talked to.
Yeah. All right, I'll call him back. He just called 5 minutes ago, Baz. All right, here we go.
He's waiting for me?
Yeah, he's waiting for you to call.
Tell him to unlock the fucking...
You apologize.
Asshole. I'm calling him one more time. Busy. Shit. Alright.
What about
the
layaway guy that was coming to kick your ass or whatever?
The first layaway? Yeah, the kid talked to us last time. We've left him alone for a while. Let's call him and wake him up.
Fucking old man. Way to put your son on the phone to fight your battles.
Yeah. And then there's the one guy called back saying he was going to call the local police department. My local police and his local police because of the things I said to his wife.
Where did your Skype show you're coming out of?
Yeah. I think it's Oregon. I think I picked Brad Carter's city so I could say I'm Brad Carter and get him in trouble. No, I didn't. I forget where. I think it's California or something. I'm not sure. I don't know. It spells out something that's private. You guys aren't allowed to know until a later day. If I can remember which one. Okay, it was Misty, who we never talked to. Oh, yeah, we did. We connected Misty with the old guy.
The old people.
And the old lady, yeah. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm calling from the layaway.
You're calling from what?
The layaway.
Layaway?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you?
Okay.
You said you were going to come down here or something?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to when you're in Oak Grove, Oregon.
Oh.
Or that's where your phone number's from, and notified, and other people's already made phone calls to them, too, about you calling them.
Oh, no.
Everybody knows you're full of shit.
Oh, no.
So apparently you know my wife's name and other information, so apparently you have my address. So if you'd like to come speak to me about the little comment you made to me earlier,
what
I'd be more than happy to meet you out in my yard.
About the sexual organs?
Yeah, come on over. I have a chat with you. Won't you come see me?
All right. You want to have some tea? They got two. They're two for $4. I can bring like two teas.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Hey.
You like sweet tea or how you like it?
Just come on over here and have a chat with me.
All right, buddy. Yeah, we'll have a chat. We'll work this out. We'll work it out, okay? Because
okay.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh. Well, you don't want to get in trouble.
No.
Oh, well, you're already getting in trouble.
Oh. Please?
You're biting off more than you can handle, partner.
I know. I do drugs and stuff and trying to get clean.
No, I'm sorry you do drugs and you're trying to get clean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But you're biting off more than you can with me, partner. You need to quit calling, okay?
All right, buddy. Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
Come right on over. We can chat about it anytime you want to.
Well,
have a good night
now,
okay?
Not tonight, though. You're sleeping tonight, right?
Have a good night.
Okay,
bye.
Okay.
Fucking partner.
I think he forgave you.
Yeah, so I'm out of it. I'm not in trouble.
It sounds like he's trying to set you down the right path.
Yeah. Okay. Brad also wants to remind me that I tell the listeners that he is a pretty princess. Okay, guys? Brad is a bright part of
it. What's going on tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, just to get their side, see where they're at about it. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm scared. So I'm not going to do this. Sorry. No. Okay. Here's a request to prank that came in from Hank Hill, a former mafioso. He says that we need to call a sick bastard and inform him about the facts about using propane and propane accessories. Okay.
God damn it, Bobby.
Bobber. All right. I'm trying to make sense of this. Thank you, Mr. Cross Trigger Barbecue Smoker. About 5 years old. All right. Yeah, anyway, to get to the point, instead of the joking around, Hank, is that someone is selling a Tanger barbecue smoker. And 5 years old, used only once, excellent condition. Original was $5,000. Wow. Okay. That's expensive for a smoker, dude. Come on, really?
Yeah.
Sounds like he's got money to blow. He was at the fucking, one of those outdoor stores. What are they called? Bass Bro Shops? They're fun. I love going to those places. You can see
Cabela's.
You can see the guns, and they got camping stuff, and the boats. You can go in the boats and everything. It's badass, man. We got stuffed animals everywhere.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, you have a barbecue smoker.
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
Where'd you get it from? From Bass Pro Shop.
I actually don't really remember where we bought it.
Oh.
My partner actually purchased it.
Your gay partner?
I'm sorry?
Your gay partner?
My partner.
Yeah. Like, it's like a homosexual thing, your partner?
No, we own a business. He's my partner.
Oh, okay. I thought you like had a relationship with a man or something, like my partner. Because then I wouldn't buy it from you. That's disgusting. You know? Have you ever been to Bass Pro Shops or one of those big outdoor stores?
Is that on the mainland or locally?
I don't know. Locally or mainland. I don't know. Mainland.
No, I haven't been.
Yeah, they got like stuffed bears and animals and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I have never been in one.
I'm not allowed in the one in Los Angeles because I went behind it and I fucked one of the bears, the stuffed bears. I picked it up and I walked through the emergency exit and then I went back and behind the dumpster and I fucked it in the ass. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, that's, you know, that happened, you know? So
yep.
So now I need a smoker.
Do you live in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I live in a homeless shelter.
A homeless shelter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I just want to sleep in the smoker, you know?
You what? Want to sleep in the smoker?
Yeah, I'm going to sleep in it.
Yeah, I don't think it's big enough for somebody to sleep in.
Oh, okay. Can I put like a 4-year-old in it, you think?
A what?
A 4-year-old.
I guess a 4-year-old would fit in there.
Oh, perfect. I might have to put a 4-year-old in like a box or something. This will make it much easier.
So are you calling about purchasing a smoker?
Yeah, I'm going to put my manager on the line. I got a lot of shit I got to do.
You're going to put your manager on the phone?
Yeah, Big Ken. Or Baz, I don't know.
I'm gonna buy this smoker for the business.
Hello?
How much is that thing going for, Chief?
$500.
God damn, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
All right. We can make a deal. I'll give you $300, and I got this friend John Holloman who will suck your dick.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Right. Just a tip, though. Just a tip.
He's going to do it.
Do it soft, real soft.
You know, sometimes I like it when you just get the tip kissed. You know, it feels kind of good sometimes.
He has a velvet throat, I'm telling you. Fantastic.
Most important things.
A velvet glove. All right. He's out of here on his ass.
They should tell me when I buy the smoker to euthanize some kittens.
Some Jewish kittens. All right. I should have asked him if it's a propane smoker. I don't think there's such a thing, Albany.
And I bought my dad a big smoker for his birthday, and it was only about $150.
Mm. Okay. I didn't know there was a propane. Well, I guess there could be a propane smoker, right? Because they got those special little bricks you can put in propane stoves. I guess you could. That'd be stupid, though. Why would you want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, that defeats the purpose.
It's not even a smoker. Yeah, I don't know.
I just sent you a link, Carlito, about this guy in Detroit who stole $600 worth of condoms from a Rite Aid store.
$600?
$600 worth of condoms.
Holy shit. Condoms are expensive, though, but would you trust to buy a condom from some dude on the street who's hawking used condoms? Like, what are you going to, like, yeah, sure, okay.
Yo, bro, you want some condoms, man?
Like, I'm good, thanks.
I'll undercut any fucking store out there. $5, come on.
Like, no, homie, I'm good, thanks.
I got the best numbers, man.
Yeah. All right, we got about 5 minutes left, because I'm going to go eat something. I've got Singapore or another Indian restaurant. What do you guys want?
You want to try Singapore?
Yeah, we'll do Singapore. Okay. Singapore. Let me grab those. I got a whole slew of Singapore, so we'll try to rapid fire these. Have a lot of fun real fast. Wow, there's Italian pizza places in Singapore and pizzerias. It's just like anywhere else, guys. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even have television in Singapore.
Wow. They got electricity. Toilet? No, they don't got toilet. Come on. They don't have toilets there.
No, you have to flush them.
All right. Do they speak Tagalog? No.
Right. No, they don't. Okay. They all speak pretty good English.
Okay.
Is it a hotel or?
The first one on the list.
Zephyr and Delapista, I was speaking to help you.
Yeah, pizza.
Yes, sir, Bella Pizza.
Yeah, I'd like to order a stupid pizza.
You would like to order some takeaway? Yes, hold on, sir.
Yes, yes. And I was wondering, is your establishment clothing optimal?
Hello?
Yes, I would like to order pizza.
Takeaway?
Yes, takeaway, please.
Which pizza, sir?
Yes, I would like a large pepperoni.
Okay.
And can you put some chewing gum on it?
Excuse what? Sorry?
Chewing gum. Chewing gum. In America, we like pizza with chewing gum. Can you put some chewing gum on the pizza for me?
Which one would you like to put again?
So I want to come in naked. I'm going to take all my clothes off, and I'm going to walk around naked. Is that okay?
So... pizza, pepperoni, salami, and chili, right, sir?
Yeah, okay, well, salami and cheese, that's fine. But I'm going to bring in my boyfriend, Ken. Ken, do you want to come in with me?
I want to come in and we'll have some pizza.
Hello? In about 15 minutes, sir?
I'll take 15 minutes, okay? And when I come in with Ken, we're going to hug, and we're going to kiss inside the restaurant.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm going to come up, and I'm going to give you a hug.
Me and my boyfriend want to go into the bathroom. Will you go with us?
Hello?
Yeah, do you have a restroom?
The restroom, yes.
With a toilet? Yeah.
It's behind the restaurant, sir.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't have any hands. My hands, I lost both my hands in a roadside bomb explosion in Afghanistan. So after I go to the bathroom, I cannot flush the toilet. Is that okay?
Yes, you can use the bathroom.
But I'm not going to flush the toilet because I have no hands.
Okay, no worries. You can use the toilet, no problem.
Yeah, but I won't. No flush. No flush toilet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not going to get caned for that, am I?
So, you're not picking up the pizza anymore?
Yeah, I will pick up the pizza, but at first I need to take a shit in your restroom before I pay for the pizza.
Yeah,
he's
going
to take a big shit right in the middle of your dining room floor, pal.
Yeah. Do you know shit? Do you know shit?
No, sir, no.
No, I'm going to poop. I'm going to make a poop. You know, go to the bathroom. I'm going to jump
for
on the counter,
no,
and I'm going to take a shit right on the table.
Open for the problem.
Sir, I'm going to walk into your kitchen, and I'm going to poop right on the floor. Right for everyone.
And I'm going to be chewing gum, and I'm going to spit the gum out onto the pizza.
Just so you can use the bathroom first, no problem.
Yeah, and then can I come in, and I'm going to spit on the floor.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you. Learn better English, dude.
I'm going to urinate on all your pizza.
Hello?
Hello. I insulted you. I said to fuck you. Do you understand?
I'm sorry, sir. This is not...
Do you understand, cocksucker
true,
motherfucker?
Sir. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to say a bad word. Lots of bad words inside your restaurant.
I'm sorry, sir. This is not a joke. We're joking. Sorry.
I'm going to yell very loudly, and I'm going to make a scene.
This guy's a fucking dickless wonder.
Yeah, let's hang up, man. You're boring, man.
Yeah, I'm calling Patricia Flowers in anger. Yeah.
Stay on the line, faggot.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Mrs. Flowers, please?
Is this?
Yes, this is Mr. Flowers?
Pardon?
Yes, am I speaking with Mr. Flowers?
Yes.
Yes, are you related to Paul Flowers?
No.
So, you know, Paul Flowers is my brother, and I thought we might be related. You might know him. He's a politician there in England.
How did you get this number?
Well, no, my brother, my cousin Paul Flowers gave the number to me. He told me to call you when I arrive. Come over to your house. He told me I could come over to your house.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
And that you'll serve me tea and crumpets.
What?
Like a good rogering.
Whatever he said. And he said bye. All
yeah.
right. Oh, I have a lot more numbers, but I gotta go, man. I can't anymore. I gotta go. Seriously, I got my oven going. It should be preheated already. I'm gonna burn the house down if I don't go.
All right. Okay.
Does anybody want to go on after me? Because I got a whole bunch of numbers from Lonesome in Singapore and Britain that I can give out. If you guys want, you let me know. I don't know. If anybody wants to do an after show, you let me know.
Yeah, go on, Ice Goose. What the hell?
All right.
Yeah, Sloth can stream, but...
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he can.
Yeah, don't burn the house down, but get that oven.
I better go. I'm hungry, too. All right, bye, Bash. See you later. Bye. Bye, Enigma.
See you, Kishore. See you later.
Bye. And Ken, see you later.
See ya.
Bye. All right, Milkman.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hello. Hey, man. We're done with the motherfucking show, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's some fucking ass kicking there we done, man. All right, you crazy man. That's what I'm talking about, man. It's Hermanito.
Yeah. That's me.
All right, man. So we're getting out of here, man. So we get the plan squared away, or we're still working on that?
We're still working on it.
Still in committee. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good, my friend.
Hopefully we get it going.
All right. Well, man, I'll tell you what. It's been great, and it really has, man. I'd like to thank our buddy over there, man. The numbers hit, man. All hands held high, man. Our brother's numbers hit, man. Thank you, brother. Hey, thank you, everybody, for stopping in. We had a bunch of guests on tonight. All right. Thank you so much, man. We're getting ready for the 24th-a-thon. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody over there in the madhouse, in the mouth, howdy, howdy, and glad to have you guys around. Definitely, man. We miss all of you. Love all of you. Like to talk to and thank everybody that stopped in. Also, I'd like to thank you, especially our listeners. That's right. We do this every week for you. The most integrated, craziest madhouse show that you ever find. The madhouse right here on the internet, going in your earballs every week here next Thursday. That's right. We'll be here.
Yeah.
We bring the. That's right. That's right. We drop time. We ask that you give us the dime, and then we'll definitely bring your friends or your enemies to always be welcome here in the madhouse. And what we do with our famous lady, Hermanito, man, thank you so much, brother. That's right. We are saving lives one call at a time, brother. Thank you so much.
Me, yeah. Thanks, Milkman.
All right, dude. I am so tired, brother. Man, thank you so much for keeping it going, man.
You got it. Everyone who joined us tonight, thanks. Everyone who we pranked tonight, thank you for letting us prank call you. Even the guys who are going to have the police come after me, Milkman. I am
partner. Screwed. All right, partner. You're all excused, right. Partner.
And everyone who sent the numbers, we'll catch you here next week for Thanksgiving Show Machine. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's right, man. That's right. Everybody get ready, man. You know, horse and turkey.
God damn it. You forgot already, Milkman? We just went over this.
I know, dude. I am so tired, man. I got to be up in like 4 hours.
Out of here. See you later, man. I'm going to call you in a few minutes. I'm going to call you.
Yeah, man. That's cool. All right. Peace, everybody. We'll see you on down the log.
The log.